Hello and welcome to the Inner Bitch, Inner Truth podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Jacquiri, naturopathic doctor turned speaker, writer, and intuitive empowerment coach. Each week, I bring you inspiring stories, people, and messages to help you lean into loving your emotions, transforming your relationship with yourself and others, and giving you the clarity you need to create a life you love.
I had always wanted to intuitively read tarot, and like, I'm talking even as a kid, I wanted to be a witch. And at one point, I had convinced my brothers that they were warlocks and I was a witch. And we were in this like special coven and our parents didn't know. But anyway, so I always have been interested in like intuitively knowing things and intuitively reading cards specifically. And I got a tarot deck a couple years ago, but it was a more advanced deck. It was The Wild Unknown. I wish I could remember the author's name of that deck. But anyway, I was trying to read this tarot deck and I had to just keep going back to the guidebook because the images just weren't speaking to me. I don't know. But then I got the traditional Rider-Waite tarot deck, which is a very basic, like the beginner's most classic. When you see tarot cards, this is like the classic. And I had just been playing around with it a little bit, but then my friend called me for some relationship advice and different patterns and different beliefs that could be blocking her from calling in a partner, from finding someone. And so she's like, why don't you just pull some tarot cards? And I'm like, I don't know. I still have to look it up. Like, I have to look it up. That doesn't work with my intuition. Well, I have to, you know, play around and do some other things to use my intuition in order to tell you what's actually energetically going on here. And she's like, no, Sarah, just do it. Try it. So I pull some cards. And after I sat there for a few seconds, I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. And then I just straight out told her what came to me intuitively. And she started just crying and was like, oh my gosh, you hit the nail on the head. Like, this is exactly what's going on. This is the exact wound that I have. So from here, I started just reading for friends and used the tarot deck for my own journaling, for uncovering things. And I've done a lot of self-healing through just intuitive tarot readings myself. And for other people, it's always like, wow, Sarah, that is spot on. And you know, I can't really explain it other than the cards hold these archetypal symbols that I'm able to read, that I'm intuitively connected to archetypes. And these archetypes are like energy centers of certain meaning and patterns. And so I can intuitively read tarot is my, I guess, the story, bottom line here. And every month, I'm going to be providing a intuitive tarot reading for my podcast listeners. So because this is now, we're going into December, and I want to just do an intuitive reading for the month of December and send you on your way with just some different, I like to call them thought prompts. You can either just think about them or actually journal out the questions at the end. And I'll have all the questions in the show notes as well. But what I'm going to do is basically just share a general reading for the month of December and what you, like the collective. So what I mean by that is anyone who is drawn to my work or is listening to this podcast, like you are part of my collective. So when I ask a question of what we need to know, I'm asking for you as well. So it's both on a collective level and on an individual level. So hopefully this resonates. And if it doesn't resonate, then that's fine too. You know, take and leave what works for you. So here we go. This is the month of December intuitive reading. The first question that I'm going to ask is, what is the overall theme that we can expect in December? We're going to be doing a lot of work in December. What I'm getting is that we're really refining our vision, refining what it is that we want to see in our lives and the different situations that we want to be in. So what that means is focusing more so on the good situations we want to call in, and also acknowledging the situations that we no longer want to have in our lives. And if we can understand where we're at and the situations that we no longer want, then it's easier to know what to do to get out of those situations. But what this is going to ask of us is to tap in and feel the emotion that this situation that we don't want to be happening is kind of covering up for us. So anytime there's a situation where you don't like what's happening, it's serving a purpose in some way, which that can be hard to hear, right? It's like, I didn't ask for these bad things to happen, and I'm not saying that at all. It's more so it's happening because it's preventing you from going in, diving deep and feeling the depths of your emotions and really grieving the situation that you are in and feeling the pain of what that situation may have caused you. And so if you can just feel through the situation, you'll be shown what to then do and act on the other side of that in a way that will allow that situation to stop happening and for you to pivot into this new situation. And I see heartbreak. I see like what once was is no longer. And the thing is that's okay. We weren't fully happy there anyway. We weren't fully aligned there anyway. And so we'll have to feel through the pain of what we wish had been, and feel through the pain of what was that wasn't very great for us. But we're doing it in order to move through and create what we do want. What we're being asked to leave behind is this feeling that everything is okay as it is, because the truth of the matter is that it's not okay. It's not okay, and we're being asked to see the reality of what is and to feel the pain, to feel through all of the sadness that we'd rather not feel, in order to walk away, in order to finally break from what we no longer want in our lives. And so it's actually through the feeling and through the emotion of loss, we pick ourselves back up. We can't just skip the feeling of loss feeling though. And we can't stay there either. It's a balance of the two. There are much bigger and better things ahead than we can even comprehend at this moment. And it's through letting go of our expectations and kind of launching ourselves through the feelings into the potential, into the possibility of what could be. And that's where you will find the inspiration that will carry you, if you act on it, will carry you into this new vision that we are creating, that we want. The life that we want to be living will be created through taking action on inspiration. And that inspiration will flow more freely the more that you allow your feelings to just be what they are and to move through them. Because the inspiration could come when, like, instead of just working so hard to suppress all of these emotions and all of these things that are happening, suppress the way that you feel about it, it's like you're blocking the inspiration that's trying to reach you through, like, you're just like shoving and stuffing down. But if you can just feel through and allow, then the inspiration will be right there, and it will allow with you, and it will carry you and show you the way, show you what you need. This reading is reminding me of a story, and I'm probably going to butcher it because I don't remember specifically, But it's about a starving man who goes into this room, and he's just clinging to like all the scraps of food, all of the scraps of what, you know, what was not wanted in the presentation of this feast. And it's like, instead of like you're grabbing onto the scraps and holding onto the scraps as if you don't want to let them go. But if you could just let them go and turn around and look behind you and see that there's this feast, this beautiful feast that's just waiting for you to enjoy it. And I get the same sense of this reading where it's like we are clinging to what is familiar, to what we know, to certainty. We're clinging to certainty instead of allowing ourselves to let go and to be in the possibility of the unknown, to be in the possibility of the greatness that is out there. But instead of allowing ourselves to let go and to relax and to just trust that that's what is going to happen for us, instead of that, we cling and we feel so much anxiety and frustration and fear. But we're being asked to really feel through all the emotions that come up when you step into uncertainty and just allow them to flow through you, allow yourself to feel and to let go and to process in order to be fully more surrendered into the possibility of your life, into the possibility of creating what you want instead of staying where you know. So to summarize, we're being asked to evaluate where we do want to go and evaluate where we're currently at. And what's that gap? And so the way that we're going to be able to move and close that gap is through feeling our emotions, by being true and honest with ourselves and actually allow yourself to grieve, you know, what you thought that you would have versus what you have. And then just as you move through those emotions, you're going to come out the other side of that dark night, and you're going to come out being this shining, beautiful sun. And through this whole process, you are creating the life that you want to be living. But the thing is, you can't get there without the emotional turmoil. It's just part of it. So self-care is going to be super important this month. So really make sure that you're doing your self-care practices, whether that's meditating every day, exercising every day, eating, cooking really healthy meals for yourself, lighting a candle and reading a book, taking a bath. I really need to go barefoot on the ground like at least once a week. So even when it's cold, I try to get out there and stomp around barefoot. So that could be something that you do. Really, whatever it is, make sure that it is for you. It is your way of self-soothing. And I totally forgot about this, but I made a distinguishing your emotions PDF, like mini guide. And this guide is really simple. It's attainable. It's practical. It's kind of like the I don't have a ton of time, but I need to figure my shit out sort of guide. And so I'll put the link for that in the show notes. But in there, I really go through how to work through the emotions that could be coming up for you. And just even in general, because I know that we were not taught how to properly process our emotions or to even properly feel them. So that's another conversation for another time. But the guidebook is, I think, very beneficial. And it's something that I looked around a lot for something like it, but I ended up just making my own and doing it because everything else was like a 30-page workbook or something like that. And it's like, I don't have time. I just need something that's going to be real, like, fast and just works, right? So that's what that guidebook is for. And I'm also, let's think about some questions. I think for right now, the biggest thing that you should be paying attention to is what is the story of your life as it currently is? Like, what's coming up for you that you're not liking about your life? Like, what do you want to change? And where do you want to be going? What is that gap for you? Like, really getting clear and being honest with yourself about that, and about really allow yourself to think big and to dream big, and what do you really want, not what is possible or what you think is practical for yourself. It's like, if I give you a magic wand right now, what do you want your life to look like? Like, what does that look like for you? Really take a moment and write that down and figure that out for yourself, and then figure out where you actually are right now and what would need to happen to close that gap. And more specifically, who do you need to be in order to close that gap? Like, what actions do you need to take, and what ways do you need to act and to be in order to have this dream life? And is that attainable? Is that practical? Can you do that? And I want to say the answer is yes, because anything is possible, and it just takes work. It takes emotional work in order to process through these false belief systems that we have online that's telling us what is and is not possible. But all of that is just a belief, and you can change your beliefs. So I hope that you all found this helpful, and I'm really excited. I'll be doing these podcasts every month. So look out on the first of every month for your intuitive reading. And I do also have intuitive readings that I do for clients, or if you just want an intuitive reading, reach out, because I love this stuff and I would love to do a reading for you. So I'm sending you all so much love. We are all in this together, and we will all get through this together.